Live, the final hour of the live Sunday anarchist edition of Free Talk Live. And of course, that means you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Stephanie is here courtesy of letstalkbitcoin.com, the Let's Talk Bitcoin podcast.
I'm here courtesy of myself.
Of smvoice.info?
Yeah, that's right.
How about all those things? I'm just
here because I love to do Free Talk Live, but thank you for plugging my stuff. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I am also the producer of your podcast called Sovereign Tech.
That's right. That's sovryntech.com.
Which I have to say, even if I was not the producer and not your girlfriend, so I'm totally not being biased here, it is a super entertaining and awesome podcast, and I love it, and I would totally listen to it otherwise.
Thank you. I am honored by that. Of course, Free Talk Live. Yes, again, it is live Sunday radio. And you can call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Or you can get in touch with us on Skype. Our Skype handle is lrn.fm. But why don't we go ahead right to the phones? And we have Justin in Iowa. Justin, are you with us?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Please just...
Absolutely. What would you like to talk about tonight, Justin?
Yes, well, I would like to speak about the theory of blowback, and just wanted your thoughts regarding the so-called unintended consequences of blowback. And
okay, do you want to describe for our listeners what blowback is?
Well, the predominant theory, I guess, is that people who are on the receiving end of violence from the individuals that rule us, calling themselves the United States, those individuals on the receiving end of that violence don't care for that very much, and so they want to retaliate.
Sure, they react.
Sure.
This is a term that was pretty much, I want to say, developed or came up by the CIA, and they, you know, this is a term that, look, when you go into these other places, even with the best of intentions, you know, meaning United States, you know, military forces or offensive forces of some kind, that there's going to be a reaction. There could be retaliation because of, you know,
it's
what
still
you
still invading someone else's country.
Sure, absolutely. I bring up the case all the time that, you know, hey, even if the nicest people, like, you know, the Britons, wanted to put a base in Keene, New Hampshire, I think people in Keene would be pretty upset.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't let that happen, right?
So, you know, and there might be some blowback from that. But, Justin, go ahead with your thoughts. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just interested in, you know, the predominant theory, as I said, is kind of to not question the motives of the people giving the direction to the war state, you know.
Sure.
So, I mean, you know, isn't there a point where we can say, you know, don't these people know that these are the inevitable, you know, predictable consequences of being belligerent? You see what I'm saying?
So are you wondering, is the U.S. government or the people in charge calling these shots, are they doing this on purpose to initiate the blowback?
I don't know.
Is that okay?
No,
but
I don't know.
Right,
I'm
right.
It's a valid question.
Sure, I agree. Question. It is a valid question.
They are so intransparent, untransparent. They are so, you know, not coming forthcoming. We don't know what their motives are, right? So isn't it a valid, you know, question to say, what are their motives actually? If we understand that the inevitable, predictable consequences are blowback in these different forms of terrorism, right?
Sure. You know, there's a quote by Mark Twain that I love, and it's, sometimes I wonder whether the world is being run by smart people who are putting us on or by imbeciles who really mean it. and I think that's
a good one.
I think that's applicable to what you're wondering about, Justin, is like, you know, how do they not, especially since, like I said, as far as I understand it, the CIA, this is the theory of blowback is, you know, it's from their own research. They're the ones that came up with it that realized this is something that occurs. And if they know, why doesn't anyone else know? And why do they continue on? And I mean, my own opinion on it is that they just don't care. I think that that's really what it is. And so, at that point, I mean, any time you go invading another country, which is a lot of times, I can't think of the time where it's not an invasion that to some degree causes blowback or all these things that they do. Nation against nation actions, when one nation, like the U.S., forces its will upon another nation, I mean, that's an aggressive act.
Even when it's couched under the guise of, we're doing it to bring about peace. There's no way you can bring about peace with violent tactics.
No.
Or even by just imposing, and I'm using this pronoun you. I mean, it's really the government. It's totally a political thing. Most people in the U.S. don't want men with guns and green uniforms to go into places in the Middle East and start blowing stuff up and, you know, pretending to keep order and say, or saying that they're keeping order while destroying a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Justin, what do you think?
Well, I think, again, you know, hearkening back to the, you know, official, you know, predominant theory of blowback, I mean, so-called Osama bin Laden said, supposedly, that, you know, the reason for his terrorism or his, you know, his group, the terrorism of his group was because the United States was occupying, you know, the government of the United States was occupying the Saudi Arabian Peninsula.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, Ronald Reagan said, you know, this is in the 80s during Iran-Contra, long before 9/11 occurred. No one listens. No one in the government is even listening to each other, because Ronald Reagan famously said, if I knew the mindset, and we can disagree on whether or not there's a different mindset in the Middle East, but he said, if I knew the mindset of the people of the Middle East, I would have never went over there. He says, because they just think totally differently from the way we do in the West. Okay. Now, again, we can debate that, but the point is that he knew going in there, you're dealing with situations oftentimes that are hundreds of years old, battles, quarrels that are hundreds, if not thousands of years old, and no one understands them. Certainly nobody or at least not many in the United States know them, and it's certainly not the government. They can't even handle health care. How could they understand thousand-year rivalries that are occurring in other parts of the world? I think it's a valid question.
If we took it down to like a personal level and there were like, you know, two of your coworkers perhaps, or like two people that you vaguely knew having some kind of a dispute, you know, maybe they're in the office and they're fighting over a pencil or something like that. Is that situation going to be made better if you go in there and start, like, taking the pencil from them and snapping it in half and stomping on it and going and sitting in their office and occupying their chair? I mean, no, it's not going to get better. So, I mean, apply that to the U.S. and war, and there you have the answer.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Justin, thank you so much for your thoughts, and I think it's an absolutely valid question to ask. Like Mark Twain said, I mean, are these people just putting us on, or are they the actual imbeciles that mean everything that they do?
Oh, man, I go back and forth on that, too. What do you think, Brian?
Oh, I don't know. I think, I'll say this. I think that there are forces, and I don't mean literally like violent, but cultural forces or historical forces, you know, that can take a lot of shapes that, you know, just have been going at it back and forth in the Western world and the Eastern world. Take your pick, doesn't matter. That's been going on for thousands of years, and I think so many of these conflicts, so many of the things that go on, are all stem from that, and no one really has any understanding anymore, especially in an age where, you know, information is so instantaneous and everything gets said by a blog post. I don't think we can really grasp what's going on. I mean, like, people are shocked by what's happening in the Ukraine. Look, this is stuff that's been going on for 100 years over there. You know, you have to know some history to understand what's happening. And either the government doesn't care about that history, or they're actively working within it. You know, maybe they just don't care, or they just don't know. Either way, it's ineptitude. We need to get those guys out of there. Free Talk Live, 855.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night anarchist edition. We still got a little bit to go. We do this every night. Well, not Stephanie and I, who you're joined by tonight, but but by all the great hosts of Free Talk Live, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or today we are dealing with daylight time, daylight savings time, which is so annoying.
Well, you know, Brian, you and I are on anarchist standard time, so normally we just don't give a flying flip and a rolling donut about daylight savings crap.
That's right.
But today we had to catch a bus.
Yeah,
and
we had to.
We were in Boston, and we had to wake up on time to catch the bus. So that was painful.
That was rough.
We had to care about it for just a few minutes because the bus was not on anarchist standard time.
No.
Unfortunately.
But you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. You could call in and complain about daylight savings time. I think it's positively ridiculous.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Wow. See, this is what happens when you get up that early, you know?
I blame the government personally.
Yeah, I will too. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line, or of course you can get in touch with us on Skype at lrn.fm. But if you're looking to get a great deal on precious metals...
Yes, well, you know, at the beginning of the show, we talked about how all value is subjective. And now that is not to say that gold does not have subjective value.
Oh, it certainly
because
does.
Because it certainly does. And
certainly
it has for a long time.
Yeah.
And it is likely, you know, based on that past track record, one may extrapolate that in the future it will continue to have some certain amount of value or perhaps go up. You know, we can't tell the future and we're not giving investment advice, of course, but there are a lot of people who listen to this show who are interested in precious metals. I myself have precious metals and so do you, Brian.
Yes.
And you, if you want to get some precious metals and if you want somebody to give you sort of a straightforward, no frills, no fancy upsells, no misleading guide walking you through
price.
It, a place to get your first precious metals perhaps, you should definitely check out gold.freetalklive.com. That will take you to Midas Resources, and Midas Resources has been a trusted precious metals dealer for quite a long time, and I know Mark has used them to get a lot of his precious metals, and Ian too, I believe, and they will just, you will be able to talk to an actual person. They have got a phone number there. You can actually talk to someone and ask them any questions that you might have, and one more time, that's at gold.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I actually got my first copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island from Midas Resources.
Oh, yeah, they do. They give you free books. They're definitely on the same page. They're kind of,
yes,
of a liberty mindset.
Yep.
This is part of the GCN syndicate that picks up Free Talk Live. So
yeah,
it's a way to kind of, you know, get in, network with people who are on the same page as you about the financial system. And, you know, they try to, I think they kind of, So I've gotten precious metals through them before, and they kind of have basically picked out kinds of precious metals for you that are, you know, they're kind of straightforward.
They've
done
the homework for you.
Yeah, they're not going to, like, mark them up a lot because they're numismatic value or whatever, which is kind of ethereal, right? They're
right, you can have an antique value, which can make an ounce of gold worth a lot more than an ounce of gold.
Yeah, they had, you know, like Walking Liberty, they had, you know, some U.S. coins, and they had, what else did they have? Those buffalo... What are those, buffalo head? I don't know. Anyway, you can check it out at gold.freetalklive.com. I'm sure they will give you the scoop.
Yes, absolutely. So, but speaking about getting the scoop, we teased the story earlier.
That's a great segment,
and let's
Brian.
See if we can,
bravo.
See if we can get through this. The 14 fast foods... fast food and restaurant employees confess the one item you should never order?
Yeah, the things that you should never get when you go to fast food.
Yeah, so it's not just one item. There's a few here.
Yeah, and this was pulled from Real Fast Food Workers on Reddit. We talked about that a little earlier, that the Huffington Post was getting content from Reddit, which I think is interesting and shows where the content actually is. But anyway, so have you ever... So I haven't been to McDonald's to eat in a while. I don't really eat much fast food. When I have to say, Brian, you and I, when we do eat fast food, which is usually when we're on the road and we're kind of desperate for something to eat, usually we go to Wendy's.
Yeah, generally.
And we order like just the meat, you know, like a chicken breast or a hamburger without the bun.
Right. And we generally order there with a degree of confidence. In the past, I have worked at Wendy's for various reasons.
Yeah. You've seen sausage being made.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then it's definitely the healthier of the bunch, in my opinion. And they have better options.
Yeah, for sure. So. I remember, you know, people who are gluten-free or whatever, I remember years ago there was a big scandal about how Taco Bell was like filling their meat with like flour and carrots or something like that. Like,
right.
Like only 30% of it was actually actual meat or
yeah,
something.
It's
like
grade D, I believe they call it. Yeah.
Oh gosh. Well, I've never even heard of grade D. but Wendy's, you know, it is actual meat. And
oh, it's 100%.
You
yeah.
know that. So at least we're on the right track there. Anyway, at McDonald's, apparently they have something called the McCafe.
Yeah, this is their attempt to compete with Starbucks.
Okay, so this is like a coffee machine or something?
Yeah,
like
a coffee
that?
Machine. It's a bunch of it's a line of products designed to make you feel like you went to a coffee shop, but actually you're in McDonald's.
Ah, a line of products. Okay. Well, I hear that McDonald's has good coffee.
Oh, yeah. I used to get
when
it all the
time.
It's
not like spilling on your lap and burning you.
Yeah. It's right? not
like
BuzzBox, but it's pretty good.
I see. Okay. So somebody on Reddit said, I work for McDonald's and make sure everyone that matters to me never orders anything from the McCafe machine, as these are routinely neglected in practically all McDonald's. Not only are the staff not properly trained in its cleaning and maintenance, but almost at every McDonald's I've had experience with, the managers in charge of training them don't know... don't know a lot either. All McCafe beverages run through a horrifically dirty machine. We're talking 5 inches of uncleaned liquid crap making up its inside parts.
Wow.
Ew.
I could believe it, and I think this is going to be a thread we find through a lot of this story.
You were saying, Brian, that sometimes those soda machines can have mold in them. Is that right?
Yeah. What you get these, you know, the fountain drink machines, okay?
Yeah.
These soda machines.
I thought those were pretty clean.
Well, that's if they get cleaned, but even then, they're a little difficult to clean. I mean, they're made to be taken apart easily, but when you're closing, and the closers are the ones that clean it, it doesn't get cleaned throughout the day. When you're closing, you're trying to get out of there. You're trying to get out of there pretty early, unless you're trying to rack up overtime if you're lucky enough to be able to do that. And so maybe you won't take the machine apart all the way. There's these little heads on it, okay, that twist off where the syrup and the carbonation kind of come together in the water. All things, you know, all this comes together.
Right.
And those heads are designed to screw off, and then you're supposed to take a wire brush and clean them, you know. But generally what happens is that, you know, the workers will just soak it in a sanitizer. Not a bad thing. But what will often happen, though, if you have a really busy night out of nowhere on a close, they won't take the heads off.
Okay.
And then
maybe
after
that
a while,
a
what
will
happen, the syrup will actually make it so that you can't take the head off without breaking the plastic. And so the managers will just say, leave that head on. And then all that stuff's going to start collecting inside. You're going to get mold. You get it in the pipes behind it that if they don't take it apart, oh, it's a mess. We've got more. You're not going to hear this stuff anywhere else. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have ultimate pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Of course, tonight you are joined by Brian.
And anarcho Stephanie.
Anarcho
Stephanie. Oh, no, maybe I shouldn't say that. That sounds like anarcho Jesse. No. I'll just say Stephanie.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know if you were starting a new cult.
No, nothing like that. So, I'm just trying to highlight the fact that this is the Sunday anarchist edition of Free Talk Live, right?
Absolutely, the anarchist edition. And, you know, anarchists still have money, and if you'd like to spend some of it, I would love to...
Some of them do, anyway.
Yeah, I would love to forward you to shop.freetalklive.com. Shop.freetalklive.com will take you to our Amazon link, and you can go online, you can go to Amazon, whatever country you're in.
Or Newegg, too,
right? Or Newegg,
right?
Yep, Newegg is also available, and... You will get the same prices that you know, the same great prices you get from either venue, but we'll get a cut. So you don't lose anything out of this, and we gain. And why not? You know, if you want to help Liberty out, Free Talk Live is definitely one of the most important things happening in spreading freedom, in freedom in general in the world today, in my opinion. So if you want to help out the show, shop.freetalklive.com. Stephanie, we were covering fast food places, or
yeah.
Not just fast food, but, well, I guess just fast food in general, because I think we maybe some baseball games you might not want to be getting some food from either. So, but we did talk about the McCaffrey.
That counts as fast food.
I guess it does.
I mean, like the whole point of this article, there's a lot of ideas that kind of jump out. I mean, aside from the gross kind of firsthand stories that you hear. I mean, is anybody shocked? Like, I think it's shocking when you hear this, but, like, why is anybody really that surprised that the fast food is kind of gross? I mean, don't they know that? They just don't know exactly how it's gross.
Well,
but
I wonder, okay, because you take like food trucks, right?
Yeah.
And these are one of the finest, products of the free market or of the market. The market's never been totally free, but it's been freer in the past. I think that food trucks offer great food, great quality food at that, and generally pretty quick. So I wonder if people kind of, conflate the two, but really I think it's a pretty obvious, differential. So, yeah, good point. Like, I don't know, but the baseball games, I guess I do kind of think of it in the food truck vein where I expect to get great food.
Mm.
I don't know. That's just my thought on it.
Well, the other thing that jumps out at me about this is, okay, like you were mentioning about the soda machines with the mold in them, and you're supposed to take off the nozzles and clean them, but nobody really does that.
Sure.
Or not everybody does it.
Sure.
I'm sure there are government regulations up the wazoo and health codes that are meant to prevent them from getting moldy, and you have to clean this and bleach this.
Oh,
and
there certainly
that.
Is.
And I'm sure there are health codes and stuff that govern the cleanliness of the McCafe machines and all the other machines that are in fast food restaurants. But the point is that the government cannot enforce these on every restaurant that's in the country. It's impossible. They don't and they can't.
No,
and
right.
So the reason why people don't get sick and die from eating this food, at least not right away. Maybe they do kind of chronically over time when they get a heart attack from it later. But, I mean, the reason why people don't get poisoned by this food is because these companies don't want to kill their customers. They have to have at least some minimum standard,
right.
That's not going to make people vomit. Right.
Well, it is interesting. I mean, most of these companies, whatever fast food place you're talking about, and I imagine it's true for really any restaurant, there is far more concern about the store being clean. I'm talking about on a company level,
uh-huh.
Not at the personal level. We're finding out what happens there.
Right.
At the worker level, at the employee level. But at the corporate level, essentially, or at the company level, that's the number one thing. When the guys come in to do their, when you have your internal inspectors that mm-hmm. work for, say, Wendy's or McDonald's, when they come in, they're not so concerned with, was the order right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it timely? These things. I mean, yes, those are important, but the biggest thing that they're going to check, that they're going to spend, because they'll be there all day. They'll be there for a few hours checking the store out if they do their jobs. And they just want to know, is the store clean? But the thing is that, okay, fine. That's the number one thing on all the paperwork, for the company, the whole business. But what happens at the employee level, at the managerial level and the employee level, is that like the week before at best, or the day before, or the day of at worst, 20 workers will come in and just like go nuts cleaning the store before the inspector comes.
Right.
This is what happens. Okay.
Yeah.
So there is a market signal to, yeah, let's make sure we don't kill our customers. But at the same time, there is this odd incentive that comes from the government, to where the number one concern, it's kind of misplaced and things don't work out very
well
with that. Yeah,
I don't know. I just think there are probably some people out there who have this vision that all restaurants are meeting these standards of cleanliness and aesthetically pleasing food because the law requires it, and they would be shut down if their food was disgusting or if they were unclean.
Right.
But that is not true. And they are not necessarily clean either.
No, right. Absolutely.
Right. But, at the same time, most people don't get sick from this food, at least not right away, like we said.
Well, tell me about hot dogs at baseball games.
Okay. Well, yeah, some of this sounds like a health hazard, and some of it's just gross and unappealing, like
sure.
visually and aesthetically unappealing. This is one of those things that may be a health hazard. This person says, I used to work in a baseball park concession stand. The short answer is not to order anything, but if you absolutely have to buy something, don't buy the hot dogs. Do not buy the hot dogs. They made it out of the package okay and might even have been edible after we finished grilling them, and then they went into the water. Why were they going in the water? they said we kept 3 pans of water at the back of the grill that held the hot dogs. Any hot dogs left at the end of the day went back into the fridge and came out again the next day. Me and the other cook put our feet down on throwing out the water and old hot dogs after 2 full days, but the management didn't want to let us. Oh! joke.
Wow.
They want to keep these hot dogs in water and on the grill circulating for a couple of days.
Oh, let's go to the phones. We've got Robert in Vermont. Robert, are you with us?
Hey, I am. Hey, Anarchist Show.
Right on, Robert. What did you want to talk about?
Welcome back, anyways.
And thank you.
Yeah, we just got back from Texas.
Absolutely. And, hey, I saw that wonderful picture of Mark. We had the thick plastic glasses on. You look like a fullback from the 60s.
Yeah, Mark is
a sharp-looking,
very studly
man.
I heard some people call him Clark Kent, and that might be pretty fitting.
Hey, I was just listening to what you guys were talking about, the hot dogs, and it reminds me, have you ever looked on the back of a bag of Doritos, the ingredients that's in the Doritos themselves?
You know, I try and read it, Robert, but it literally...
There's a lot of ingredients.
Yeah, it looks like a whole other language. I know it's English, but I don't know what it's saying.
Look up some of those words. You'll understand, like, one of the ingredients, and I'm going to assume it's probably minute, but it's bat feces.
No, there's bat guano.
Guano.
I don't know. I'm skeptical. I mean, I know there is bat guano in cosmetics. Like, there's urea in cosmetics, which, like, lipstick and eyeliner and stuff.
We'll have to look that up, but I wouldn't be shocked myself.
I mean, it's always a good rule of thumb to, you know, avoid eating things where you can't pronounce the ingredients or you don't know what they are.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's one of the health food rules is that if you can't pronounce it, don't buy it.
Yeah. Or if it has more than a few ingredients that are, like, unrecognizable, then, don't touch it.
Yeah.
They also kind of hide things, too. Like, I know there's, like, a backlash against MSG, which is monosodium glutamate, which is
Talk about Doritos.
Yeah, it is in some chips and Doritos and stuff. But people are aware of it, and there's kind of a public backlash against it because a lot of people say that it gives them headaches and so forth, and they're allergic to it. So what they actually do is they use something called yeast extract, which basically is, like, the same thing. But it's just not called MSG.
Right. Robert, thank you for your thoughts. Bat guano in Doritos.
We're going to have to verify that.
Yeah, we'll look into that. We'll have more coming up. 855-450-3733. Remaining moments
with your
thoughts.
Talk about
the
beans and chili coming up.
Oh, boy.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $1.39. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The remaining moments of what is happening in talk radio today. It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night anarchist edition of Free Talk Live.
Oh, I can barely stand the excitement.
I know. You are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
I like how I say that. Kind of, you know, I give it a little edge, you know?
I like it too.
Yeah.
You should be on the radio or something.
I should be on the radio. I know it. Maybe I should have my own podcast or something.
Right.
Anyway, you know, I wanted real quick, we just got a call from Robert in Vermont, and he was talking, we've been talking about maybe disgusting things in the food service industry, and he brought up some, perhaps a disgusting thing in food in general, that being in Doritos, is the, a lot of people think there might be bat poop. You know, or guano as it's commonly known.
Everybody who knows me personally knows I love bats.
Yes.
But I don't want to eat their... do.
Right. I'm actually wearing a Batman shirt, but I'm not going to go grab Doritos. But anyway, it's not actually, now guano is the word for bat feces, okay? And so there's an ingredient in Doritos called disodium guanolate.
Oh.
And a lot of people think that this is guano. It's not.
Yeah, no, it's not.
But what it's not much better, because what it actually is, it's dried fish that they're putting in there. Now, I mean, I like fish. I eat fish. It's not that. Or it could also be dried seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, you know, I mean, that's equally might not be so appetizing, fish or seaweed in a chip.
Yeah,
you know?
Disodium guanolate is sort of like monosodium glutamate. It's
right.
Just a flavor enhancer. It's for that savory taste, the umami taste, you
right.
know, the with soy sauce or whatever.
Right. But now, if you were a vegetarian or vegan, that could be a problem. You know, because it could be dried fish, and
yeah.
So you don't know. So unless the product, if it has that disodium guanolate in it, but it doesn't say that explicitly that it's vegetarian or vegan, it's probably dried fish. So I really appreciate Robert bringing that up. I had no idea.
Yeah, we learned something new.
That's right. You can call in, of course, in the remaining moments of the show, 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line.
Do we get to talk about the bad beans?
Well, we got to go to Skype.
Okay,
and, of course,
good.
You
Let's
can get
go.
In touch with us on Skype at lrn.fm. Maybe we'll talk more about that next week when the luscious Mark returns. But... Nathan on Skype, are you with us?
Hello?
There, you sound great, Nathan. What was on your mind tonight?
Well, first I wanted to say that I'm dressed all in black for the Sunday Anarchist Edition.
Oh, cool.
Triple black.
You
I love it.
Dressed up for us.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Nice.
And I had a question about the Bitcoin conference. I was listening sometimes kind of on and off to Ian and Mark, and one thing that kept coming up is this idea of a distributed application. And I don't think they meant just, you know, just money. I think they're talking about like a decentralized website that could replace, you know, Facebook or LinkedIn.
Oh, sure.
I don't know, email servers and things like this. And I was wondering if you could comment on that. Is that what they were talking about? And how would that be technically possible from the way the blockchain works?
Well, some people think of Bitcoin as being analogous to TCP/IP, which is the protocol that the internet is built on.
Right.
So if you think about the internet as like the first layer, and then something like Facebook as a second layer, like a web browser would be the second layer, and then like a site like Facebook would be like a third layer. That's what I think they're talking about. So Bitcoin would be...
There still has to be a centralized, you know, web server that, you know, takes your Facebook submissions and posts them on other people's Facebook walls. I'm just wondering...
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay.
Right.
So well, this is something that's diaspora?
Or a similar technology and literally have, like, a decentralized service.
Okay. Like diaspora does this sort of thing where it is a decentralized... you have pods, okay, and it's essentially a decentralized version of Facebook. There's a few others. The names are escaping me right now, but essentially on a blockchain, there's a few things that already do this. You have what's called BitMessage, where you can actually, and how this works, how it's decentralized, is that BitMessage actually sends all of its messages, you know, kind of like...
It's on the network.
Yeah, it sends it all on the blockchain. And now that's kind of a problem because you have scalability issues to where the more the people use it, the more it gets used over the years. You know, your blockchain gets massive. I mean, Bitcoin has the same, I don't want to call it a flaw, but it has the same issue. And so you have that. There's also Next, NXT, or called Nextcoin, that has a messaging service built into it. In fact, Nextcoin is, this is what's happening with these, you know, kind of Bitcoin 2.0 or these cryptocurrency 2.0 technologies, is that they're actually platforms. They're not money. You know, I mean, they are, but that's not all they are anymore. Now they're platforms. Ethereum's the same way. Mm-hmm. BitShares is the same way.
Where yeah, it's an so actual, you can do other things on it.
Right. Like Next, with Next, NXT, or Nextcoin, you can actually build on the blockchain network that Next works on. They're already talking about making an MMO, you know, which is a massive multiplayer online game. So not just Facebook, you can go all the way where these blockchains are going to have that ability. Now, you've got the issue of scalability. Again, you don't want to be downloading 10, 20 gigabyte blockchains all the time.
And there's also the issue of, I mean, how would you even put like a video on the blockchain if it's 100 megabytes or 500 megabytes?
Right.
Well, there is, have you heard of BitTorrent Sync? It's a decentralized file sharing thing. It's basically like Dropbox, but it's instead of connecting to Dropbox's servers, you're essentially torrenting the file that you want to share or the file that you want to download. Does that make sense?
And the blockchain would take the place of the torrent tracker, or how would that?
I don't know exactly.
Is it possible? And what's your opinion on this whole thing as a platform?
I think it is possible. Mm-hmm. All these things are really, really possible. In fact, Ethereum in particular seems to be a lot of people, the way they're reading what white papers and what information's available about Ethereum is that it could almost literally, like, there's nothing it can't do, especially since it's a Turing complete language.
But there's a caveat to that, though. From what I understand about Ethereum, so we should explain that to the audience if they're not familiar with it. This is like a new Bitcoin-like technology that has some extra features that basically what it would probably work like is you can essentially send some coins to an address and then have it do something. Instead of just having the coin sit in the address, it executes a script and something happens. So this is really intended, I think, by the creators to be used for automating certain processes, that, like business processes, like accounting and just rules that businesses have to follow in a trustless way. It's always going to be done consistently the same way each time and automatically. Embedding stuff like videos or doing something more complicated like that may be possible, but it could be more costly, and so essentially it wouldn't be done on Ethereum or on the current technologies that we have.
Yeah, I don't know anyone really like
the.
Go ahead, Nathan.
Doesn't this also bring up this kind of the Skynet issue? Since you're talking about, I mean, no one can really stop the blockchain, and if you're talking about running applications that are either on the blockchain or like controlled from the blockchain, it kind of raises the Skynet scenario of it getting out of control.
Yes, I this is a point I have brought up because some of these types of new crypto platforms, whatever you want to call them, where essentially they're trying to do more than just currency on a blockchain. Okay, that's about the simplest way I can think to explain it. I have been concerned that some of them have been based on the three laws of robotics. And if one doesn't have an understanding of history, the three laws of robotics come from a book called iRobot. And in that book, that's a book about how robots actually get around the three laws of robotics, which are supposed to keep robots from hurting humans. It's how they get around them and end up still killing humans. That is a concern as well. Some people even jokingly use the term Skynet when they're talking about this stuff, saying it's going to be okay, or that it's better off leaving it to the machines than it is to the humans. These are valid concerns. That's something that we really need to be mindful of, I think.
But at the same time, any technology could be used. For instance, like if you could execute some script on Ethereum that could drone somebody, basically, it could send a little drone to some GPS.
Well, Ethereum claims to be able to do that, to control drones.
Right, but you could also use it for protector drones that could intercept them or whatever, or can stand over you and shield you or something like that, right? So technologies are always a double-edged sword. They can be used for tyrannical and freedom-corrupting and violent and terrible purposes, or they can be used for freedom and free speech and safety and happiness-promoting purposes. So it's really all in how people use it, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Nathan, thank you so much for your thoughts. It's a really great question, great things to wonder about. The human condition is changing very, very fast. And it's important to keep abreast and, to keep an eye on these things and to keep knowledgeable. And you can call in with Free Talk Live with your knowledge. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime, tonight you were joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And we'll see you in 21 short hours. Free Talk Live.
MeowBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. MeowBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, MeowBit. Go to meowbit.com. That's MeowBit.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart. They're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebin.com. That's brightsidebin.com. Order today.